Thanks for being part of the Adventures in Odyssey Club, the only place to hear monthly episodes like this one.
And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
My name is Joseph. I grew up in a small village in Eastern Africa. I lived in a hut with my mother and little sister until our village was attacked by rebels. I was separated from my family and joined up with another runaway named Omer. We spent weeks running until we found an army camp. Though we knew we had to keep going, we stopped to try to find food in a hut. But while we were inside, two men approached the hut. We were trapped.
You must have been terrified. What did you do?
He's coming! Hide! There's no place to hide! Dear God, help us!
Help me with this door! Don't open!
Omer! What do we do?
Boys, up here!
What? Who are you?
Just climb up here! Use the hay bales in the corner!
See? You just needed to put some muscle behind it.
Well, it wasn't opening.
Oh, the chickens must have been keeping you out.
I'll get the tools. How many raids are we doing today?
Two villages, which is good. We need more livestock. Do I need to open the door for you again, Rashidi?
Very funny.
Oh, they're gone.
Who are you? And how did you get up in these rafters?
Because I'm a girl, you mean? I came up the same way you did. Who are you?
I'm not going to tell you. You might give us away.
If I was going to give you away, I would have done it already.
She's right. She saved us, Joseph. We owe her.
Ah, your name is Joseph.
Nice going, Omer.
And you're Omer. I'm Amina. Are you running?
Our villages were destroyed by the rebel army.
My village was destroyed too. I've been walking with other children to get to the safe place.
Other children? Where are they?
They've gone on without me.
Where were you going?
A refugee camp. But I fell down and hurt my foot.
Oof. It looks painful.
I was behind and no one noticed. They kept going. So I came here to eat and rest. And now it's just me.
What's a refugee camp?
The safe place. It's on the other side of the border, and they take in people like us whose villages were destroyed.
Are you sure it's a real place?
Yes. Many of us were going there.
Would you be able to find it yourself?
I know. We follow the rising sun until we get to the great river, and then we turn toward the mountain. It's on the other side of the mountain. That's what the older boys said.
How long does it take to get there?
As long as it takes.
Omer, what do you think?
I think we now know how to get to our promised land.
Does it hurt here or here?
Ugh, both. And every place in between.
Can you wiggle your toes?
Yes.
I mean on your injured foot.
Oh, yes. See?
Good. I don't think your foot is broken, but it is badly sprained. I'll wrap it up with banana leaves. And watch for any infection in the wound.
What if it does get infected?
We need to find some turmeric plants and mix it with honey.
How do you know all this?
From my mother. There. See if you can stand.
Yes. Yes. That's much better.
I found this stick on there. Will it work?
Yes. That looks about the right size.
What's it for?
You can use it as a crutch. You'll still need to go slowly, but it will help.
Thank you.
Omer, can I talk to you for a minute? Over there? Okay. Try walking with Tita Petit, Mina.
Okay.
What is it, Joseph?
Omer, are we sure this refugee camp is real?
I don't know, but we have no other options. We must find this camp. We need to move.
But you told me that the Lord will fight for us. We need only be still.
Yes, but there was another verse after that one.
Oh?
God says, why do you call out to me? Get your people to move.
Well, which is it? Stay or move?
I might have dozed off during that part of the sermon. I believe sometimes we must wait, and sometimes we must step forward in faith.
But how do you know which is which time?
This is the time to move.
You don't have to eavesdrop, Emina.
If you don't want me to eavesdrop, don't whisper so loud. Are you coming or not?
Joseph?
I guess we're coming.
Down from the mountain. He was glowing, and Moses didn't even know it. But the Israelites saw him. They were scared.
I wouldn't be afraid of a glowing face.
I don't think there's much of anything you're afraid of, Emina.
You remind me of my
sister.
You had a sister?
Have. I have a sister and a mother. I just don't know where they are right now.
I never had a sister or a brother. I always wanted one. When I was little, my father made a doll out of a corn husk. I named her Asha. I carried her in a wrap I tied to my back wherever I went. Well, until I lost her.
When your village was attacked?
Yes.
We should stop here for tonight. Let's get into Dr. C.
Is there any water left?
No. We'll have to look for some in the morning.
Emina, wake up.
Is it time to go?
Yes, the sun is coming up. Omer found a puddle nearby. It's not clean, but it's water.
Have you been up for a while?
Yes, I couldn't sleep. So I made you something.
You did?
Here.
A doll!
There were no corn husks around, of course. So I carved it out of morango wood. Like I did when I made it for my sister.
And the dress made out of leaves. Oh, thank you, Joseph. Thank you. I love her.
I know you can't carry her with your crutch.
I will tie her to my back, like I did with Asha. Really, she's beautiful.
I'm glad you like her.
What is your sister's name?
Palita. She's 8.
What is she like?
She never stops moving. She's always jumping from log to log and tree to tree. Whenever there's a football game going on, she's ready to play, even if it's with boys twice her age. And she can run circles around them.
I think I'd like your sister. I play too, though it's been a while.
You two would be good friends. Omer.
I got some water. Here, have a sip. But we have to save all we can. I'm sorry. It's all I could find.
I know. It's good.
Let's go. Another day ahead of us.
And so we walked another hot, long day. And then another. And another.
How long did you walk?
I lost count of the days. But they turned into weeks. Over a month.
Wow. Did it take longer because of Amina's foot?
At first, but Omer was a good doctor, and every day she got a little better. But as Emina improved, Omer seemed to be getting weaker. He had a hard time keeping up.
You don't look well, Omer. Are you feeling all right?
Yes, I'm fine.
He's hungry, like all of us. It's been days now without food.
We found those berries the day before yesterday.
A handful of berries. It almost makes me wish we'd stay at the rebel camp. We're gonna starve before we ever reach the refugee camp. We're dying out here.
The Israelites said the same thing, Joseph. They wanted to go back to Egypt. They complained about not having enough to eat.
And what did God do?
He sent them manna.
Who's that?
Manna. It was like a sweet bread that falls from the sky. They'd find it on the ground in the morning.
I haven't woken up to any bread that fell from the sky.
God works in different ways. But he does see us, Joseph. We just need to watch for him.
Oh, we need to watch for him.
Hey, Joseph, give me back my crutch.
I'm looking for God, Amina. He might be in this bush somewhere. Or is he hiding in the grass? Or in this dead log?
Stop, Joseph. I know you were angry and scared. We all are. But we cannot fight with each other. We must...
Joseph! What is it? The log, look! When you hit it, it broke.
Termites! They had a nest in there.
There were thousands of them.
Looks like we have our manna after all.
Yes, we can cook them up. This will give us food for days.
God sees us. He's with us. We must have hope.
River! We found it! Oh, and we finally have something clean to drink.
Your direction's all right so far, Amina. But I need to sit down.
Can you make it down to the river, Amir?
I'm not sure.
I'll bring you some water.
I'll go with you. You stay here and rest.
Okay.
The mountain to the north you mentioned.
Yes. But it looks like it may be difficult to get over. I'm worried about Omer. He's not doing well. His face is sunken into bone.
None of us are doing well. And he still seems to be more positive than we are.
He's trying to be strong.
He is strong. He's gotten us this far.
He does still have his faith. The other side of the mountain, Joseph. We will find our promised land there.
Even if it is there, it still won't be home. We'll never have home again.
So we'll make a new home. Omer's right. God has taken care of us.
God has forgotten us. Don't you understand, Amina?
How can you say that? What about the termites? Or how he protected us from the soldiers?
If God cared about us, he would have saved my mother and my sister.
Joseph.
And he wouldn't have let me run. I ran, Amina. Should have gone with my mother. I could have saved them.
Joseph.
Please, go. Just leave me alone.
Get to the other side of this savannah by the end of the day. Then, we can start heading up the mountain.
Can you go that far?
Of course. I don't want to slow you two down.
I was the one slowing us down a few weeks ago, and you waited for me. Now I'll wait for you.
Yes, if there is a refugee camp, it will still be there whether it takes one more week or two. Here, have some more berries, Omer.
I'm fine.
You need to eat, Omer.
I'm not very hungry.
Are you thirsty? It won't take long for me to climb down the bluff to the river.
I don't need anything.
Then tell us another story of the Israelites.
Now I know you're worried about me.
Wait. Quick, down in the grass.
What is it?
Just stay down.
Shh.
Through all the difficulties of our journey, there was still only one that gave me nightmares. It was running from Malid and Issam. So my heart dropped when I saw them coming toward us across the savannah.
Wait, you mean those two men who chased you that first night?
Yes, I'd recognize them anywhere. And there they were, looking for children like us, those trying to make it to the refugee camp.
Did you run?
They were armed, and there was no place to hide. The savannah was full of tall grasses, no trees. With the river on one side, there was nowhere to go.
They went this way. I saw at least two, maybe three.
They can't be back.
Walk through until we find them. You take this side, I'll take the side by the river.
Could we stay on our stomachs and crawl through the grass?
The grass would move, and did see that.
What about the river? If we can get past Malid, we can jump from the bluff.
I can't swim.
Maybe if they turn their back to us, we can run.
We'd have to carry Omir.
No. If you two can save your own lives, you must leave me behind.
We won't do that, Omir.
They're getting closer. He's going to find us before long.
See anything yet?
No. Are you sure what you saw wasn't an animal?
Positive. They were children.
Oh, dear God. Help us, please.
Yes, God. Help us.
They're not over here. I'll come your way.
Hand me your doll, Amina.
What?
Give it to me.
Here. What are you going to do?
Throw it with everything I've got.
Did you hear that? It was from the river. They must have gone that way.
Come out, children. We know you're in the water.
Now, run for the trees.
I've never run faster. And I was practically carrying Omer.
What was wrong with him?
I'm guessing he'd contracted some waterborne illness during our journey. The water we were drinking, it wasn't purified like it is here. So it has a lot of dangerous bacteria in it. Many people get sick from it.
Did the soldiers see you?
No. We got into the trees while they looked in the river. We could sense that we were getting close to the camp. But we were all completely exhausted.
I don't think I can go any farther.
We'll stop here for the night. We'll sleep under the brush to keep ourselves hidden.
There might be a mango tree around here. I saw one a while back, but it didn't want to stop. I'll go look.
Here, take the water.
You drink more first.
Joseph! Omir! Come here!
What's wrong?
Hurry!
What is it? Oh my! Omir, look! Down in the valley!
Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord!
The camp! Finally! It really exists! I told you!
There must be thousands of tents! 10,000! It's like a sea!
It's still pretty far off. How long do you think it will take to get there?
A day? Maybe two. But it's there. We're so close.
Joseph. Joseph.
What is it, Omir? Do you need something?
I wanted to say goodbye.
You mean good night?
No. Goodbye.
Omir, you're going to be fine. We're close to the camp. We'll carry you if we have to.
No. Promise me you will keep the hope that you will remember that the Lord has a plan for you. A calling on your life. You cannot give up. Promise me.
I promise. But, Omir, you can't give up either. We're so close. We can see it.
Even Moses only saw the promised land, Joseph.
No, don't say that. You've told me to have hope over and over again. You must keep the hope too. You have to hold on.
Don't you understand? Haven't you seen it yet? A hope is never in the things of this world, but always in the Lord, in who He is.
Then you should still have hope in what He's going to do in your life, too.
I think my purpose was getting you and Amina here. God is going to continue to do a good work through you.
No, Amir. There's more for you. You're going to be a doctor.
Don't worry about me, Joseph. I'm going to a different promised land. An even better one.
I laid down next to Omer that night. Gave him my blanket. Prayed like I never prayed before. But when the sun rose the next day, Omer's body was lifeless. He was gone. And he still had that hint of a smile on his face. Amina and I buried him, quoted all the scripture we could remember that he'd shared with us, and made the long trek down the mountain pass.
You made it to the camp then?
Yes. It was early the following morning, and we registered with the workers there. Oh, we were so grateful. Thankfully for Amina, she could now play football again. So, she was pretty excited when she saw other kids playing.
Excuse me. Can I play?
Sure. We just need to wait for our turn.
How long have you been here at the camp?
Since yesterday.
I've been here a week. I've only been able to play twice.
Oh, I like your doll. I had one like it once. Very much like that.
Joseph! Joseph!
Amina, I've gotten the food rations we're allowed, but we'll need to get...
What, Joseph?
Look! Joseph!
Palita? Palita! Is it really you?
Oh, Joseph!
Mama!
Oh, my son! My son!
Oh, you're here! You're here, Mom!
I thought I lost you forever! I've looked, I've prayed for you every day. I never gave up hope.
I did. But it came back.
You found your mom and sister, and they were okay?
Yes. They'd somehow escaped the attack and walked with some other members of our village to the camp.
That's amazing.
I was indeed blessed. My story ended happier than most, but regardless of whether I was able to reunite with my family or not, I learned something. My hope had to be in the Lord, not in the things of this world. I am an eternal being living in a temporary home. Right now, I am called to be here, to do the work He has called me to do. But my hope lies in a God who sees me, who loves me, who has a plan for me.
You must think I'm pretty silly. I mean, getting upset over a dumb robotics competition. And Nana has good health care. She'll probably be okay. It's not like we're running for our lives in the jungles of Africa.
Oh, no. That's not what I'm saying at all. The point is, we all go through difficult journeys. And that journey looks different for everybody. But no matter where you are in your journey, God sees it. God's using it. And you can have hope in that. Do you understand?
Yeah, I think so. It's like a verse my grandma reminds me of. Suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character. And character, hope.
Romans 5, verses 3 and 4. It's a good passage. Your grandmother is very wise. As spirited as I've ever seen.
Huh? Have you met her?
Lucia Ortega, right? She mentioned she had a grandson named Matthew.
When did you meet her?
Yesterday. I'm her surgeon.
Her surgeon? But you're a janitor.
Why would you... No. I'm not a janitor. I spilled my coffee and got the mop out of the custodian closet to clean it up. I'm a doctor. Watching Omer help Amina with her leg and seeing the difference he made in her life, well, it inspired me to get a medical degree.
So, why are you here at the robotics competition?
Oh my! I lost track of the time. I came here to see my son compete. Hey, why don't you come with me? I'll introduce you to Cooper, and then we can head over to the hospital together and visit your grandmother.
Yeah, I can't show her my trophy, but she likes a good story. If you don't mind telling it again.
It would be my pleasure.
We all have difficult times in our lives, and in those times, it's easy to feel like giving up. If you're feeling hopeless on your own journey, think about what Joseph did in today's adventure. Despite his doubts, he remembered God's promises from his word. Psalm 33 says, "The eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those who hope in his unfailing love. He rescues them from death and keeps them alive in famine. We put our hope in the Lord. He is our help and our shield." There are many more verses like this. Reading and reflecting on God's Word helps us to remember the source of our hope. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. In a Sun-Scorched Land was written and directed by Kathy Buchanan, with sound design by Christopher Deal and music by Jared DePasquale. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Justin Fellbinger, Phil Morris, Andre Robinson, Lathan Crosby, Kabali Minter, Jojo Nwoko, Zena Robinson, and Ellie Gray Seiler. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.